Bucky McCaw here with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Since I recently did a broadcast on the potential for President-elect Barack Obama to catalyze positive change by caring for a small flock of chickens on the White House lawn, this show I feel compelled to offer some of my chickener advice to the second place team of this year's election. I know it may seem strange to my long-term listeners who are used to me being radical on matters of food policy, but steering clear of partisanship or of commenting on mainstream news items, but I just can't resist weighing in on the recent story about Governor Palin pardoning a turkey on video. In case you haven't heard about it, one-time vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin pardoned a turkey scheduled for Thanksgiving slaughter in an orchestrated media event the week before the holiday. But the media invited, and every recent commentator I've heard from, considers the event quite poorly orchestrated. Because while Governor Palin crowed about the fun of pardoning turkeys, two more turkeys were slaughtered in the background, the process fully recorded on camera. An employee of the turkey farm can be seen holding a live turkey by the legs, lowering it into an oversized funnel until just the head sticks out, then decapitating it and letting the blood flow into a trough until the bird's involuntary flailing ceases. Then he does another before the interview's over. The story is that the governor was asked if she'd like to set up in another place, and she said, "No worries. Commentators are calling the sight gruesome, morbid, horrifying, ironic." While all of that might be true, and whether or not Governor Palin meant to do it, I think the event is a post-election highlight, and one of the most edifying press events I've seen in this century. In my view, people should know where their food comes from. If U.S. Thanksgiving celebrators can't deal with the sight of turkey slaughter, perhaps they should reconsider their menus. And although the turkey pardon is inherently silly and ironic, in that it's doubtful that the annual pardoned turkeys go on to live a long, unincarcerated life, the true irony of this story is in the commentator's revulsion. Because the truth is that this turkey slaughter is as good as it gets. The site on camera is the Triple D Farms in Wasilla, which is a small operation that only sells locally, thereby saving fossil fuel and improving flavor, and raises heritage breeds, robust turkey breeds who don't suffer from the genetic frailties of their bred-for-factory counterparts, and taste better besides. Furthermore, Triple D operators raise their birds without hormones or antibiotics, because they know that big meat and poultry producers annually consume an estimated one-third to one-half of all antibiotics in the U.S. And critics warn that the feed might pass on disease-resistant microbes to humans. Turkeys at Triple D are not caged, but they're not truly free-range because they're in a pen. But at least Triple D is honest about that. Most importantly, the Triple D slaughter is pretty much as humane as it gets. In case you haven't heard from me or other sources how the vast majority of turkeys and chickens are raised, I'll remind you. The birds are penned in massive batteries of cages, too small to allow for any movement. They're fed cheap feed processed from agricultural waste, containing little nutrition and lots of chemicals, which is what you eat in the end, and they are slaughtered by massive machines which more often than not botch the job, and instead of killing in a clean cut, partially dismember the animals who then die from excruciatingly bleeding to death, or out of pure terror. That would have been a much worse thing to see on video. Triple D is not the backyard model of farming that I evangelize about week after week, but they're still very much on the spectrum of small-scale food producers who turn away from the excess of agribusiness and are a much more acceptable food source for those who need to supplement their personal backyard food production. Triple D happens to raise chickens as well, and in the same way as they raise turkeys. But in any case, everything I said about turkeys is just as relevant to chickens. Turkeys have a very similar place in the corporate food chain as chickens, and conversely, backyard turkeys could, for the most part, be incorporated into the Bucky McCaw agenda of replacing our inefficient food system of centralized factory farms, distribution networks, and grocery stores accessed by automobiles with a decentralized model of using the resources of our suburban and urban land to build a sustainable micro-agriculture movement with backyard gardens that incorporate fowl and their bug and weed-eating, soil-tilling, compost-accelerating, and fertilizer-producing talents. I already like Governor Palin a little bit more than I did a month ago, even if her media lesson was inadvertent. If I was one of her advisors, I'd recommend she run with this opportunity and ask President Obama for the post of Secretary of Small Scale Agriculture. It'd be a good job for her and would make Barack look like a bipartisan visionary. And if, by chance, she doesn't actually understand backyard agriculture, I'd be just one person who'd be happy to be her ghost advisor. Anything to promote the Bacaw agenda. Happy Turkey Day. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky, Bucky Bacaw. Bucky, Bucky Bacaw.